RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
All right, everybody, welcome to two hosts of the Hunting Gear podcast. We got myself, Dan Johnson, and we got Cameron Stover, which he is currently, if you haven't heard one of his episodes yet, I highly recommend it. He's kind of, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your series is about real quick?
Yeah, so I own huntinggeardeals.com, and I came to Dan, and it's like, hey, I want to be a part of this. I've been listening for a while. So what I'm doing is diving deep in with some of these hunting brands into those products, talking about where they've been, where they're going with those products, and then some of the new product launches, and trying to ask questions that you, the consumer, already are asking, but I'm giving you the first-hand look with that.
Yeah. And that's just an expansion on what I've been doing for a while. And I am under the impression that more is, like, I live by the more is better sometimes. Not all the times, but more is better. And so, you know, the goal eventually is to get on a roll where we're launching two episodes a week and just continue to bring a lot of information your guys' way. But before we do get I'm going to have to hang up on this call. I have a commercial that I got to run real quick, and that is Code Blue Sense. So if you are interested in different types of scents, whether that's real or synthetic deer urine, whether you're the type of hunter who likes to do the scent elimination sprays, drag rags, mock scrape kits. I'm using something called a Rope-A-Dope system, and I have found really good success with that Rope-A-Dope system, hanging a trail camera over it and basically just collecting a ton of information about deer that live on the properties that I hunt. Now, if you are interested in that company and that brand and in the products that they offer, go to codebluesense.com, and I do have a discount code NFC20, and that's going to get you 20% off. Now, I know I asked this to the last guest on the podcast, but do you mess around with mock scrapes at all?
All the time. So I've been running mock scrapes probably since I started running trail cameras.
Yeah.
And as far as post-season all season long inventory, there's no better tool than a high quality mock scrape. And yeah, you want one at every stand location, but if you can find that community scrape, those hubs, those deer hit those scrapes all year long. Their name may not be kicking up dirt, but they're coming through and hitting those licking branches, sniffing around all year long. So if you don't have a mock scrape, you definitely need to start running them.
Yeah. Over the last year, I've really started to enjoy not only making them and finding locations for them, but putting a trail camera over top of them and getting that intel. Huge. I don't know. I really like doing it. It's something my kids can do too. Like, hey, mark up this ground or whatever.
Yeah. So mock scrapes are one. If you've ever done any trapping, it's one of those things. It's a vindicator. So where is that hub? Where is every deer going to walk through and see visually from a distance and walk through that area? Now, down in southern West Virginia, where I'm originally from, we used to utilize a lot of, like, urines and stuff like that. Bears would come through and just destroy them.
Yeah.
So what I ended up switching to was a lot of pre-orbital.
Yep.
And I reduced my bear population coming through and smelling and tearing stuff up by switching to pre-orbital, and actually had a lot more success with that long term.
That's a good point. Okay. Now, the topic of today's conversation is going to revolve around what time of year certain products go on sale. And so at huntinggeardeals.com, you find deals on products, and then you let everybody know about them, right? Whether it's through email marketing or through social media posts and things like that. And I was curious if you found any trends of when and where certain products go on sale, like boots or camo or bows or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. So here's the fun part with this job is the fact that I can almost get to the point where I'm predicting when those next sales are, and the contacts that I have within those companies, I'll even email some of them. I'm like, hey, according to my records, you've got a sale coming up in the next couple of weeks. Do you know anything about it? They're like, yeah, how'd you know? And I'm like, oh, because you had it last year at the same time.
Right.
So, yes, this is what I do. This is what I've kind of devoted the last couple years of my life to, is helping people find discounted products in the hunting space and helping them save money.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's springtime. And so in these buying areas, right? So we are in what I'm going to call the preparation stage for turkey season right now, right? And so people are starting to think about turkey hunting. I mean, a lot of states open up in March, even more open up in April. And I'm curious if companies, I'm using springtime as an example because it's what's happening right now, if companies have sales during the hot time, or do they wait till an off season or post season, or you know, middle of the off season to throw their deals out and throw their sales out, or do they do that in the peak of the buying season as well?
So it depends on the company. Some companies are really aggressive. For instance, Blocker Outdoors, they have a lot of turkey gear and stuff like that. Not necessarily decoys, but they have vests and things like that. You'll see a site-wide coupon code and sales up until turkey season. Mm-hmm. Whereas other brands, you're not going to see those discounts until afterwards. So Gotcha. Every company's a little different. Good rule of thumb is if you want turkey gear, buy turkey gear after turkey season.
I gotcha.
So make a list. Here's what I do all season long. I'll make a list of all the products that I want to replace that I've broken or I've seen somebody else utilizing and I want to buy. Mm-hmm. That way, as soon as hunting season goes over, a lot of these stores, especially box stores, like if you're looking at a Walmart or something like that and they're overstocking a certain niche within a time frame, they have to get rid of that inventory. So they just start slashing prices until it's gone.
Yeah.
Online, we will get these random 20% off right before season goes in, but don't count your eggs before they hatch because that's not the best time to buy these, getting big discounts. 2 months ago, you could get some Avian X decoys and stuff like that for like 50% off. Now, you're not going to see those discounts because they're not available. Yeah. If they were still there, they've already been purchased. And most retailers understand, like, people buy turkey stuff only right before turkey season.
Yeah, which is really cool information to have about the consumers who buy stuff, right? Nobody, the reason that they're having these giant discounts after the turkey season is over is to, like you said, get rid of the inventory. But I'm that type of person where if I'm going to buy something, I want to use it right now. And so I have my gut tells me that not a lot of people take advantage of sales post season. I don't know. Do you have data that conflicts that?
So data wise, Hunting Gear Deals is designed to showcase products that are on sale. So anytime I'm moving a product, it's already discounted.
Yep.
So I'm not even promoting a product that's full price. Not to say that people aren't purchasing it.
Yeah.
But a lot of those initial, I want to say impulse buys are done in store because it's quick and convenient. Most people aren't going online to buy something full price. So they're going to spend a little bit of time shopping for a discount. Here's a little tip. If you need it right now and you want a discount. So if you've picked out an online retailer and you want to make that purchase, Walmart, Amazon, throw this out the window. That doesn't count. Sign up for their email list first. If you haven't already done so, a lot of times they're going to throw a 5, 10, even 20% off coupon code just for signing up. Mm-hmm. So that's step one. Step two, if you already have the account, sign in, add the item that you want to your cart, and then close the window and wait for them to come to you. A lot of times these retailers are going to entice you to make that purchase to finish it. So they'll send you an offer, like a limited 10, 15% off offer, for you to check out today. So that's a quick and easy way to do that as well. And so, the last chance is to just look for a coupon code online.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what you're doing is you're saying, hey, they're teasing you with certain things. Now it's time for you to tease them by going to their website. Then by going and visiting their website, they have your information in some way, shape, or form. You even put the product in the basket and you go to checkout. And then you stop. And then they will, a couple days later or something, they want to get that sale. So they have some kind of automatic email or automatic lead generation that then kicks out an email to you saying, hey, we saw, you know, like, hey, finish the deal. Here's 20% off.
Oh, absolutely. Because you look at it from a business perspective, you can take that same amount of money that you would spend on the discount code, and you can't run an ad on social media or Google for the same price that you're going to make off of that somebody completing that purchase. So go ahead, they'll offer those discounts. And not every retailer does that.
Yeah.
But if you're smart about it and you have a couple extra days, try it. You'll be surprised how many companies do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So in regards to sales, are there products that go on sale the same time every year?
Absolutely.
And what are
those? some of the big brands that I watch out for, and I don't watch every single brand, but brands like Kuyu and Sitka, those brands will go on sale sometimes within the same week every single year, year after year. So I'll track that. And I'll actually, when I talk about reaching out to companies, those are some of the brands that I reach out to. It's like, hey, do you have a sale coming up? If so, what information can you share with me? So we'll start with Kuyu, for instance. I'm really familiar with Kuyu sales and stuff like that. Major sales events that we're all used to, Black Friday, Memorial Day, Labor Day, they're going to have discounts. But they also have a few sneaky sales that other retailers don't have, and that's the Founders Day sale, which is based off of kind of in memorial of Jason, their previous owner. And then they have the biggest sale of the year, which actually occurs before Black Friday, right in the peak of the rut. So you're talking about buying products prime time. Kuyu is one of those brands that you can actually buy during hunting season at a discount if you know those sales are coming and when they're coming.
Yeah.
People are always paying full price for them, but I'll be honest with you, if you wait, you can save 20, 30, even 40% off if you hit those at the right time.
Yeah. Are those store-wide sales or are they product-specific?
It'll always be product-specific with both of those brands. So what I've noticed, Sitka especially, the strongest discounted product from Sitka that you'll see at these major holiday sales events typically will end up getting a revamp or discontinued the next year. Every product, yeah. But when they dangle that 40 and 50% off carrot in front of you, it's because that product's probably getting an upgrade. We've seen it with, I think they redid the Stratus jacket 1 year, and that was like, Stratus was on sale everywhere. And it was on sale a lot this year. And then just recently they had a 20% off sale. But keep in mind, like, if there's a product, and I've got a pair of Sitka pants right now that I wear for everyday occasion, mm-hmm. if I could find it, I would pay full price for it and buy as many as I could. I absolutely love those pants for just wearing them out, whether it's to church, whether it's in the walking through the woods. They're just great pair of pants.
Yeah.
Can't find them. I bought them on sale during a discount, and guess what? They're discontinued. Can't find them anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. You know, hey, we have all this product. We don't want it anymore. We got to get rid of it. Let's put it on sale, see who buys it. Now, that's a camo. I don't know why I keep coming back to boots. Do you have any information about boots?
So when I think of boots, I think of the higher-end brands like Crispy, Kennetrex. Those are the boots that not everybody can afford to buy, but we've all kind of got our eye on it because we keep hearing about there being great boots. Crispy boots tend to go on sale a little bit more than Kennetrex. Kennetrek's more of a Black Friday or discontinuation sale. Euro Optic and Black Ovis are really good resources for discounted products on good boots. Crispy boots are actually a little bit more aggressive as they have a quicker turnover on their boot models. So when it comes to Crispy boots, if you can't wait until those major sales events, wait till after hunting season and then just buy a new pair of boots. I've run Crispy boot sales probably for the last 3 months up to 40% off, and they just keep reoccurring. Discount here, I think Black Ovis had them on sale, plus they offered an extra 10% off for a limited time on select models. So it's one of those products that not every boot is going to be on sale like it would be at a major sales event like Black Friday, but you will see those discontinued models, and to be honest with you, they're still great boots. I mean, you get the quality boot that you get with Crispies and Kennetrex. They're hard to beat if you're actually using and abusing those boots time and time again.
Yeah.
When it comes to regular, like a slip-on boot or a lace-up boot that's not as expensive, pay attention to the camo pattern. A lot of guys get tied up and they want to match and look pretty. But when you see the ATA show come out and they're like, oh, Realtree's got a new pattern or Mossy Oak's got a new pattern, guess what happens to all those other boots? They get dropped down drastically. So I remember you used to wear lacrosse Alpha Burley boots, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They run $180, $200 a pair. Black Friday, a specific camouflage pattern, they were $50 a pair.
Yeah.
So camouflage patterns to me don't make much of a difference in my boots.
Yeah.
That's where you can save the most money when it comes to hunting boots is camouflage-specific products, not necessarily the all-brown boots and all-black boots, things like that.
Gotcha. Okay. What about archery equipment like arrows, bows, accessories, rests, sights, things like that?
soon as the ATA show pops up, these things start getting slashed right after hunting season. Out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
You will see discounts during season, but it's very rare. I would kind of, if there was a product that I wanted to buy right now, which is arrows and things like that, when I get a new bow, shop around, but map pricing from big brands like QAD and things like that, you're not going to see those discounts during season. If you're going into a pro shop to buy your bow, a lot of times that pro shop is going to entice you with some, hey, 20% off accessories with a bow purchase, things like that. That may help. But if you're needing those accessories now, you're going to have a hard time finding those discounts unless a new model is released and those are getting phased out.
Gotcha.
One thing with broadheads. So I probably have 25 packs of broadheads right now, and I know I'll never need that many. But broadheads are the number one item that I buy after season in box stores like Walmart. I will go straight to the hunting section every time I go into Walmart to see when those broadheads are going to be 50% off. It's one thing that just can sit in the package, and I don't have to worry about it going bad. I can pick them up 6 years from now, and they're going to work. Mm-hmm. Once you find a broadhead that works for you, and I don't know about you and where you live, but in 30 minutes, I can be at four or five different Walmart locations. So, plus you can use the app. I can go look and see what's on sale and where it's at just by my phone. But I'll go buy 10 or 15 packs of broadheads every year at 50% off, and never, I don't know if you've bought broadheads lately, but 50 bucks a pack's pretty expensive and hard to come by.
Everything.
Yeah.
Dude, everything.
You ain't joking.
Yes, it is. So what about, and I'm not a gun guy, so I don't know. And I'm curious if you have any information about firearms and if they can, number one, legally run sales, and number two, do they?
Yeah, so surprisingly enough, I find some great discounts on guns. It's not every single gun. The good thing is there's so many on the market right now that there's always a gun on sale. So if you're just looking for, if you're a guy that's looking for, I want a 270 or I want a 25-06 or whatever it is, the special caliber that you're looking for, chances are we can find one on sale if we're patient.
Mm-hmm.
Rebates. Gun manufacturers offer a lot of rebates, but we don't see them as the consumer unless somebody tells us about them. So take a chance. Next time you're on a box store like Cabela's or Academy, go to the bottom of their webpage and look for rebates. And a lot of times they're going to be guns and ammo rebates.
Mm-hmm.
And the timing for gun sales and gun discounts and ammo discounts is all year long. That's one product that you can always find on sale somewhere. Just be cautious, because it's not every gun that's going to be on sale. Palmetto State Armory is probably one of my go-tos. Euro Optic is a good one. But a lot of these manufacturers, they have map pricing and things like that, so it's hard to work around. Black Friday is always great for any kind of discounted product. But honestly, with guns, you can buy all year round.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because my daughter, I had her behind a 20 gauge this year for turkey season. And I think it was just still a little too big for her. So I'm now shopping for a 410. And I need to put a little research behind that purchase to see if I can't find anything for, I don't know, a little bit of a discount anyway.
Yeah, wait till you get into those, if you're running turkey hunting, those TSS loads.
Yeah, I've seen that, dude. That's nuts.
Yeah.
All right, so we've talked about firearms. We've talked about bow hunting equipment, boots, camo. What about tree stands? What information do you have about tree stands?
So tree stands are one of these things. They're big, they're bulky, and they take up a lot of room, and they're heavy. So buying them online usually isn't the best way to do it, because you get an upcharge with shipping.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go on sale, and if you can find free shipping for these large products, then it's worth it. Sometimes a brand like Camo Fire will advertise a product being on sale, but when you start getting into those high shipping costs at $30 or $40 for a tree stand, you just whitewashed it, so there's no count in buying it.
Yeah.
At that discounted price. So for me, if I'm buying tree stands and climbing sticks, soon as hunting season starts coming to an end, I'm not waiting, somewhere around Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Royal King is my go-to place for in-store discounts on tree stands and climbing sticks. they're quickly marking these things down for 25, 30, 40% off, even 50% off. Walmart, any major box store that wants to overturn inventory, they want to reduce those big bulky items quickly so they can get them off the shelf.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any complaints or maybe you yourself have had an experience with online store like Amazon, and you think you purchase something, but then when you receive it, it's something completely different than, I don't know, like the bait and switch type deal?
So I had an issue with this not too long ago, and it's because I didn't fully read the description, and I bought what I thought was going to be a tower blind stand. So not the blind itself, but just the stand for a box blind.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I got a smoking deal, like $250. Well, I get on it and I get it home, and it's just the extension. It's just the extra legs to make it, instead of 5 foot tall, 10 foot tall. So I sit on this thing forever. I'm like, I could ship it back, but it's going to cost me like $50 to ship this stupid thing back. So I let it sit in my garage, and I ended up finding the actual base that it fit for locally for sale, for somebody randomly had it for sale. But read the descriptions. When it comes to Amazon, read the description to details, and then be careful with the sidebar when it's like, oh, you can save $5 by buying it from this seller over here rather than buying it from an in-stock Amazon warehouse on the homepage.
Yeah.
One trick with Amazon, and I hate to give this one away because this one's my favorite. If you ever heard of the Amazon warehouse?
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius. Live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need. From athletic stuff, like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it. Mm-mm.
So if you go to Amazon, if you look at the search bar at the top, they've got all these categories. Click on Amazon Warehouse. Then search for the hunting product that you're looking for. I utilize this especially during Prime Day, since we're talking about Amazon. Mm-hmm. Prime Day, you'll see like a 20% off of Maristat blinds, for instance. Well, the original Maristat blind might be marked down from $125 to $100. That's great. There might be one in the Amazon warehouse. This is an open box Amazon. Maybe it's a return. Maybe it's a product that was damaged. The shipping, the box was damaged during shipping. Whatever. It's not the best product that you could resell, but I've not had any issues with damage. I can buy these things sometimes for 50 to 60, 70% off of the retail price. I bought 10 ground blinds 2 years ago for under $50 a piece, and they retailed for $120. Not a single one of them was damaged, but the boxes all looked like crap when they showed up, but every one of them was usable and could not tell they would ever been opened or used once they got actually used. So utilize the Amazon warehouse for finding those products, especially when you see Prime Day. Skullhooker mounts, if you've ever used a European mount like a skullhooker, mm-hmm. I've got some smoking deals through the Amazon warehouse on those. And that's just those that I look for personally.
Right. Any other hunting products or outdoor products? Maybe we can even talk fishing. I don't know if you have any experience with fishing gear, but are there any other products in times of year specifically that we need to keep an eye out?
So as soon as turkey season's over, buy some turkey gear. Mm-hmm. That would be the first one. Next, that major sales event's coming up is Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a great time to buy fishing gear during peak season at a discount. Your hunting sales and stuff like that, they're okay. But when it comes to fishing gear, Memorial Day is a fantastic time to find some great discounts on fishing gear. Other major sales events that consumers are going to want to pay attention to, you've got Labor Day coming up in September. I know we're long ways off from that right now, but that is the last time of the year before hunting season really heats up that you can get a really good discount. And there, you're going to see discounts from all the major brands. And they're not as strong as Black Friday, but still, if you get that extra 3 months of use before Black Friday rolls around, it pays for itself to go ahead and snag it at 20% off compared to 25 or 30% off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great information to have. I think, man, we've kind of covered a little bit of everything. Basically, it just sounds like, I mean, maybe I'm right here, maybe I'm wrong, but buy the stuff that you want when it's not in season. Is that a fair assumption? Look for the hunting products that you want outside of the season that you're looking for.
Yeah, the best tip that I can give anybody, whether my hunting buddies, I do this all the time, is have an extra fund for hunting gear when it goes on sale that you can tap into. And it doesn't have to be $1,000. I'm talking 50, 100 bucks, just here and there. That way you can take advantage of that sale when it occurs, because a lot of these sales that occur between now and hunting season are going to be limited time offerings that aren't going to be available tomorrow. It's just today. Mm-hmm. That way you can tap into it. A lot of times my buddies will literally send me a message, hey, I'm looking for this, can you help me find it? By the time it goes on sale, they're like, I ain't got the money for it. I'm like, okay, you just lost 20 or 30% because you're going to buy this product 2 weeks from now at full price.
Yeah.
So if you look at your paycheck, how much money would you have in the bank right now if you didn't pay taxes? Say 25%, just baseline. If you took 25% of the cash that you make and you don't have to give it to the government, how much money would you actually have? A lot more. Same thing. These discounts are the exact same way. I can buy twice as much product throughout the year if I buy it at 50% off. Mm-hmm. I can buy twice as good of a pair of boots if I buy them when they're on sale.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah. And, right, you can find out a lot of this information by going to huntinggeardeals.com, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
how's it work?
If you want
so I sign up. And then you just let me know when sales happen?
Yeah. So organically, you can, if you look for things on sale online, you might show up on huntinggeardeals.com because of the SEO value and all that side of it. But the benefit of huntinggeardeals.com is the fact that you can sign up for a free daily deal email. Mm-hmm. And whatever's on sale that day is getting delivered to your mailbox inbox every day. And you can take advantage of that sale when it occurs. Quicker than somebody that's going to find it. A lot of times my email goes out before the store that has it on sale sends their email out.
Gotcha.
So when they get their influx of a million people going to look for that, you've already got it.
Yeah.
So if you want to save money, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah,
I literally every single night before I go to bed, I'm looking at for deals and discounts on hunting gear.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey man, that's and these days, any discount or any deal that you can get is important. I mean, I don't know the way my life is going now anyway. It's like I'm looking for ways to save dollars and still enjoy my life. So, Cameron, man, I really do appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on. This was a real quick, real informative episode. So, thank you, man.
Thanks, Dan. Always a pleasure.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.